I drop down to verse 17. My eye just glances down and it says, the children of Asgad. Now, who in the world was Asgad? Well, friends, Asgad was a man who was carried away in the Babylonian captivity. And his children went down there, his family. Well, in 70 years, and by this time, quite a few more years had gone by. I suppose that over 100 years has gone by. And his family's been multiplying, and quite a few of them. But this is one of those, and every one of these 2,322 could say, I'm related to Asgad. I'm an Israelite. And somebody says, do you know you're an Israelite? And he said, I sure do. Now, Asgad was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And I know who I am. May I say to you, there are children today that they say, I think I'm a child of God. I hope I'm a child of God. Well, Fred, don't you know whether you're a child of God or not? You know whether you're trusting Christ? And he says, he that hath the Son hath life. Now, do you? He says, if you have the Son, do you have Him? Have you trusted Him? Well, then you have life. And, well, I don't want to boast. You're not boasting. You just believe in God. And if you don't believe Him, you're making Him a liar. God says, he that hath the Son hath life. Now, do you have life? You have it on what authority? Because He says so. These were written down. This son of Asgad would say, look here. Here's where my name's written down. I know who I am. Well, now, but there's some that couldn't. Verse 61. Oh, I passed over that genealogy, didn't I? And these were they which went up also from Tel-Melah, Tel-Harisha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer. But they could not show their father's house, nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. They didn't know. They said, we think we are. We hope we are. We try to be. But, my friend, that's not going to help you. You're going to have to know it. And they couldn't show their genealogy. And what happened? Well, the fact of the matter is, they're put out. Notice what happened in verse 64. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but was not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. They could not declare it. And you not only need to be saved, you need to know you're saved, my friend. Now, will you notice here that somebody says, but how did they tell it? Well, there was the Urim and Thummim in the breastplate of the priest, and that told God's way. That was the discerning of the priesthood. Do you have eternal life? Well, my friend, you just go to the Word of God and find that out. That's important. And so we have here, verse 73, now the last verse of the chapter, so the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities, back in the land now. This man Nehemiah has done a tremendous thing, but he's not through.